Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 11th. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, BMW says it's sticking with its plans to add 1,000 workers in the upstate, even though the company will start production of a new vehicle in China. A BMW spokesman says the company's new electric SUV will be produced only in China and will not affect Spartanburg production. Production of the new X7 model is set to start later this year in the upstate, though, and will add about 1,000 new jobs by 2021. This in spite of the new tariffs imposed by the president. Serial killer Todd Kohlhepp, who's serving a life sentence in prison, is expected back in court today for a hearing on one of several civil suits filed against him. Kayla Brown was held captive by Kohlhepp for more than 2 months after he shot her boyfriend, Charlie Carver. Her suit seeks unspecified damages for medical expenses, attorney fees, and other expenditures. South Carolina's 13,000 voting machines are unreliable and vulnerable to hackers. That's according to another lawsuit filed yesterday against the South Carolina Election Commission. The state newspaper reports the suit wants to force the state to replace its touchscreen machines with new machines that have paper backup systems and are more secure from hacking. Well, forecasters say Tropical Storm Chris has reached hurricane strength while moving away from the coast in the Atlantic. The National Weather Service in Miami says the storm is about 200 miles east of Cape Hatteras, heading north and east. No coastal watches or warnings are currently in effect. Meanwhile, police on the Grand Strand say a suspect in the death of a North Carolina woman, whose body was found last month, has now himself been found dead. Horry County Police have determined that William Sneeringer of Myrtle Beach killed 41-year-old Jennifer Fitchett of Middlesex, North Carolina. Sneeringer's death is still being investigated. Federal investigators spent the day yesterday grilling train company executives about a deadly crash that happened in Casey. CSX officials have told National Transportation Safety Board officials that they have made several safety changes since the February 4th crash. That accident killed an engineer and a conductor and sent more than 100 passengers to hospitals for treatment. One of the state's most popular destinations is imposing new rules for residents who use their homes for short-term rentals. Charleston is cracking down on people who lack permits for offering rentals through Airbnb, HomeAway, or other vacation rental sites. The rules come after neighbors have complained about short-term renters who use too many parking spaces and party late at night. Breaking the rules can bring fines of over $1,000 a day and up to 30 days in jail. Meanwhile, Travel and Leisure has ranked Charleston as the number one city in the United States for the sixth year in a row. Additionally, Charleston was the only U.S. city named among the top 15 cities in the world. Charleston exceeded other destinations in categories such as sites and landmarks, culture and arts, restaurants, people, and friendliness. And that's a look at your morning headlines for Wednesday, July 11th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.